At least a million Australians are affected by eating disorders, and a study has found they're more common among Indigenous people. But despite this, there are no existing culturally specific diagnostic or screening tools to assist clinicians. Here's Indigenous Affairs reporter Shani Wellington.
Worimi woman and Doctor of Clinical Psychology Elizabeth Dale has been a clinician for the past 15 years. She's also lived with an eating disorder.
As a person with a lived experience of an eating disorder, I am fully aware of how serious and debilitating and disabling they are and how important it is to have treatment right.
Dr. Dale has watched friends, family and her own Aboriginal clients struggle to connect with Western treatments.
Because we currently have a lack of culturally validated assessment tools and screening instruments, It's just not showing up. So the AMSs and primary healthcare networks, they're just likely not screening or assessing for it.
Indigenous doctor Adam Burt from Western Sydney University has been studying the prevalence of eating disorders among First Nations people.
So a snapshot in time was 27%, and amongst the rest of the Australian population, it's 16%. So it's very common amongst adults. And then we did the same thing with adolescents, so kids in school, and we found that the prevalence was 29% amongst adolescent Aboriginal Australians and only 26% of everyone else.
Dr. Burt says people are often surprised by those numbers, but it's important to recognise that Aboriginality is not the cause of the problem.
It is the baseline poor mental health and disadvantage and younger age, that was the driver of the eating disorder. So in one way, that's kind of preventable, but it's a societal and legacy of colonisation issue. That's what the research has shown.
Dr. Dale says the push to develop a culturally safe diagnostic tool is going to require more time and money, but it would remove some of the existing hurdles to getting help.
Even things like not being able to have a shared language to explore or discuss experiences or symptoms.
The need to better engage Indigenous Australians with support services is backed by the Butterfly Foundation, the national charity for people impacted by eating disorders and their families and friends. Melissa Wilton is the Foundation's Head of Communications and Engagement.
There are certain behaviours and presentations within Indigenous Australians that may be different to Western populations and to the way that they might present in other populations. So it would make a lot of sense that a screening tool that actually looks at those specific differences could be very useful.
Melissa Wilton from the Butterfly Foundation, ending that report by Shani Wellington. And the Butterfly Foundation's national helpline is 1800 33 4673.